took a lot of inspiration from WikiLeaks, but we feel that their model is unsustainable because there are too many secrets in the world for one website. So what we want to do is create a low-cost, replicable model that activists anywhere in the world could adapt to their own causes and their own regions.
Now, there have been other models similar to WikiLeaks. Some of them have been a little more successful. Some have kind of failed. How do you see this fitting in with the other models that are currently out there?
We think what's really important about our model compared to other models is that we're trying to be as open as possible in our process. So all of our source code is open source, which means that it's freely accessible to anybody online. And if anybody wants to download it, modify it, contribute it, or take it for their own use, that's all completely free and easy to do. But what's interesting is that, as far as I know, few or none of those sites have open sourced their code or shared much of their process with the rest of the world, which is a shame because what we're all really doing is reinventing the wheel.
Will Honest Appalachia partner with any news organizations, similar to how the New York Times somewhat partnered with WikiLeaks when it first was established?
We do not have any specific plans that we can talk about at this time, but our goal is to develop working relationships with journalists all throughout the region, primarily local journalists, so that we can get documents that are about their region and affect their region to the people who can talk to that region and have knowledge of that region and can write about it in the most useful manner possible.
You all received a grant, a $5,000 grant from Sunlight Foundation. How much money is needed to sustain this kind of operation, and how are you planning on keeping it sustainable?
So one of our other design goals was to try and minimize the cost of an organization. If you go on WikiLeaks, or I think if you did up until recently, you would see that they were trying to raise over $1 million in donations. Clearly, a lot of that was for legal costs, which we do not have to deal with yet, hopefully. But the site itself is relatively cheap to run. I would say that $10,000 a year would be sufficient to keep it operating very securely. And we plan to raise that money through applying for more grants and through private donations through our website.
And you mentioned some, hopefully you won't have any legal problems. Do you foresee, with an operation like this, you're dealing with a lot of sensitive information. Do you foresee any legal problems? Do you have representation yet? Have you thought about that?
Yes, we've definitely thought about that. Whistleblowing is protected in the United States, and the U.S. does have very strong free speech laws as far as countries in the world go. And whistleblowing itself, sharing documents with a journalist, is protected legally. However, legal protections are, how do I want to put this? They can be unclear. Legal protections are often defined at the state level for whistleblowers. So we are unsure what legal challenges we might face. But we are communicating with lawyers, and we're prepared. We are creating a plan to deal with any challenges that might arise.
Now, WikiLeaks obviously gained a lot of attention when it released a lot of documents having to do with war activity and behind the scenes of the U.S. government. Are you concerned at all that the legitimacy needs to be earned? Is there a success curve that you find you're going to be faced with in the kickstart of this project?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a really great question. We believe the only way that we can attain legitimacy is by successfully negotiating the leaks of useful information to the general public. So the test is now. The launch is the test. We are going to see what we receive. We're going to communicate with journalists and try to get it published. We're trying to be as careful as possible. And I believe that our legitimacy does have to be earned.